You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Steve Coven, the president of NAPCO since 1993, a leader in products and training for tub, tile, shower, and countertop refinishers. Steve's entrepreneur spirit has not only driven the success of NAPCO, but also has guided the development of new products and markets. Mr. Coven, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You bet. And it sounds like you've been around a long time at NAPCO, and the company culture is probably an important factor. If you would, describe the company culture at NAPCO and why it is so important.
Sure. Well, the company culture is really important because we have a personal connection with our customers. I think that's probably because we're both small businesses, and I can relate to all the effort, the blood, the sweat, the tears it takes, and the investment. And, you know, the market's always changing and the world is always changing. But what happened to me is I was actually a refinisher myself, and I was buying product from NAPCO about 27 years ago. And it was a time when they were struggling with management issues and they didn't have the supplies all the time that you needed. And I experienced all that firsthand, the trauma of not having what you needed when you needed it, and also not being able to get the expert advice whenever you ran into problems on the job or with customers, which, you know, in any business is an issue. So when the opportunity came along to buy NAPCO, I jumped at it because I felt like I could fix the problems, and I didn't want other people to have the same issues that I had encountered. So at NAPCO, we have this belief, this culture that everybody matters. Everybody on the team knows what the company goals are, all the way down to the financials, and they and what the responsibilities are in helping us reach our goals. We rely on everybody at the company to always look for ways to improve products and services. One example that comes to mind is Carlos, who packs our boxes for shipment, and he suggested that we could pack the boxes better to make sure that there weren't any damages during the shipping process, which was an issue we were having. So we believe in respecting one another. It's critical. It's critical at NAPCO. And in fact, towards that goal, every week or biweekly in some of the departments, meetings are held, and where we share production issues, processing issues, marketing, you know, and not just the issues, the opportunities as well. In fact, we've actually developed our core values. We have a management system that's called the EOS Management System. It stands for Entrepreneur Operating System. And so one of the things we realized through the process were our core values, because core values are something that you have, whether you don't just make them up. They're things you believe in not just in your business world, but in your personal life. So there's basically four core values. We care is the first one. We work hard is the second one. We do what we say, and we build partnerships with our customers, with our vendors, and even within the company itself.
I like it. And there's a lot we can learn from your vision on company culture. Really appreciate your sharing the details there. Now, you talk about the conferences NAPCO attends. What has been your favorite conference this year?
Sure. We do attend many conferences and shows. And not just myself, but people like we have an R&D paint chemist who attends conferences, and other management staff. So, in fact, Steve Zamborski, who is our R&D paint chemist, he just got back from a show in Cleveland, which was the coatings, a coatings show where it was a symposium, and where they discuss new ideas about waterborne product, because we believe that waterborne coatings are the future, and it's something that we are very focused on. So that was just one example, but we do also participate in associations like the American Coatings Association, the Chicago Society for Coatings Technology, and so we attend all these things, and we even branch out a little into things like the Remodeler Show and the Kitchen and Bath Show, which are important because it keeps you up to date about what the trends are and what people are looking for. So we do attend a lot of shows and belong to a number of organizations as well.
Now, I understand that you have refinisher training classes. Get into those details, if you would.
Sure. Well, what we realized is that there were a lot of people who didn't really, weren't trained properly or were just completely from a different industry that didn't know how to do this process. And we believe it's very important for people to know how to apply the product properly. First, for safety reasons, we want people to be careful and safe because some of these chemicals are, if not used properly, if not handled properly, you can hurt yourself. So we want to make sure people are safe. But then we also want to make sure they're applied properly because when the products are applied properly, these fixtures can be used the same day and they can last, 15, 20 years even if they're taken care of properly. So we want to make sure people have the right equipment and the right training and know how to apply the product, but then also to know that we're there to back them up. So once we train them, when they call and they have questions, they're better able to understand the solutions that we're providing for them.
And that is outstanding that you have that in place. Well, well done there. Today we are joined by Mr. Steve Coven, the president of NAPCO since 1993, a leader in products and training for tub, tile, shower, and countertop refinishers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, if you would, talk about NAPCO's eco-friendly coatings.
Sure. Well, you know, there's obviously a much greater awareness in the last 20 years about environmentally friendly and safer products in the market. And so we believe, so first we developed a low VOC coating, which is a solvent-based product, but we're never comfortable with where we're at. We always want to push the edge of the envelope and develop products that make them even better and safer, which is where our focus on the waterborne coatings has come from. So we do have an eco-friendly water-based coating, but we're working on version 2 of that, which will be even better in terms of the gloss and how long the product lasts and the ease of application, because when someone is used to spraying a solvent-based coating, it's very easy and it becomes almost automatic for them. So the drawback is that they do need to change a little bit in how they approach refinishing the fixture, but it's a minor adjustment. And once they know how to do that, it's again, it's like riding a bike once they get the hang of it. So that is a direction we're moving in, and we're very excited about the future with these products.
And with reason, talk about your recently awarded patent, if you would.
So we have a patent that was awarded to us recently, and we call it the bathtub inlay patent. And what it does is it instantly repairs cracked, leaking bathtub and shower floors. So historically, people had to replace the fixture or they had to do an expensive repair to the floor with gel coat and fiberglass mesh, and it could take 4 or 6 hours or more. What we developed is a product, and we developed a special adhesive to go along with it, where in 30 minutes, sometimes less, somebody can install this product, they can use the fixture the same day, and it is a permanent repair that actually makes the fixture stronger than what it had been. And it also has an anti-slip surface. It's a product that can really be installed by anybody with a little bit of direction. So it's been a wonderful product that we're finding appeal for. in more than just the bathtub refinisher market.
And congratulations on your recently awarded patent. Now, you've been with the company since 1993. Who are your NAPCO products for? What is your target audience? Who purchases your materials? And what are the benefits of utilizing a NAPCO trained refinisher instead of a do-it-yourself solution?
So our products are designed for the professional refinisher. We believe this is not a DIY process, even though there are DIY kits. There are a couple important reasons for this. First, the DIY kits, the chemicals and the cleaning solutions that they provide, they cannot do that in a DIY kit in the strength and quality that we're able to provide them. Second, when you apply these products, we apply it with a high-volume, low-pressure spray system, which allows it to lay down like a glass-like finish that is very glossy. In fact, it's as glossy or even more glossy than many new bathtubs. When you buy a DIY kit, you are applying the product with a brush or a spray can, like an aerosol spray can. And the difference is that you're going to get a bumpy surface, you're going to get runs, and you're going to have product that'll be different thicknesses throughout the tub, which actually can cause premature failure. So I always tell people, our customer service people, I should say, when someone calls and says, well, why shouldn't I just go and get a DIY kit? We're like, okay, you know, go ahead, but just make sure you save our phone number because the chance of failure is going to be pretty high. And when that tub does fail, the cost of having a professional come and do it right will be more expensive because they'll have to first strip the product off the tub that you had applied before they can go and refinish the tub properly or shower. And by the way, these products are not just for tubs and showers. They can be applied to ceramic tile, countertops, cabinets, all sorts of things.
You certainly are offering great value and quality in so many aspects there at NAPCO and impacting the community as well. Quite impressive. Why is NAPCO a good fit for aspiring entrepreneurs in conclusion?
Sure, absolutely. So it's a good fit for aspiring entrepreneurs because the cost to get into the business is pretty low for about $3,000, even $2,500. You can get the training from NAPCO, get the equipment, the safety equipment, the application equipment, and your initial round of coatings and chemicals that will more than pay back your investment. So what that does is it allows an entrepreneur to invest the money into marketing and setting up their business, as opposed to a franchise, which can cost as much as $80,000 to get involved in. So that's the first thing. And it's an important point, really, because when I was getting into the business, I almost bought a franchise. And what happened is, quite by accident, I stumbled upon NAPCO. And what I realized is that it's really not, when you buy a franchise, it's not like you're buying a McDonald's with name brand recognition. No one's ever going to call you up and say, well, only if you're with this franchise, I'll allow you to refinish my bathtub. So it's really about the refinisher and their marketing and their ability to show the customer that they can give them a quality product. This is a big edge. On top of that, the difference between us and a franchise, for example, is that you're not paying royalties on an ongoing basis, which puts more money back into the business and allows the refinisher to grow the business much more quickly. In fact, if a guy or a gal refinishes five tubs a week, which basically is working half-time, they can get to $100,000 in income, you know, in just a few years' time as they build up their business. And so that's quite an appealing thing to be able to do that. Another important point is there's a value proposition that allows the process almost to be sold for itself. And that is that a brand new bathtub, to put a brand new bathtub in and tearing out the old one, can easily cost $3,000. Whereas bathtub refinishing depending on where you're at and what needs to be done, will run somewhere between $350 and $600. It can be done the same day, so you use the fixture the same night, and it saves 80% over the replacement cost. And that's a big deal for one-tub homeowners or hotels and motels that never have a vacancy, so they don't want to lose a night of revenue because the room is down.
Certainly is quite interesting having a business opportunity attached through NAPCO. I like it. Tell our listeners where they can get more information on NAPCO and how they could be in touch.
Absolutely. It's very easy. They can go to our website, which is www.napcoltd.com. They can also call us at 1-800-888-1081. We're open from 7:30 a.m. until 6 p.m. We answer the phones Central Time. And we'd love to talk to you. We'll send you out information, invite you to our class. And, you know, it's important that they have this information because when you work with NAPCO, when you work with us as a partner, you're not in business for yourself. You're in business by yourself, but not for yourself, because we're not just there on the front end. We are there all the time, and anybody can call us, whether it's to understand why a tub, why a finish isn't laying down right, or marketing, or even employee issues and websites. We help with everything. We like to actually think of ourselves as the unfranchised in that regard. So you get everything you would from a franchise without the cost.
And you got to love that. Well, Mr. Coven, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be with you. And if I could just repeat one more time, the phone number to reach us is 1-800-888-1081. We'd love to hear from you.
Fantastic. We have been speaking with Mr. Steve Coven, the president of NAPCO since 1993, a leader in products and training for tub, tile, shower, and countertop refinishers. And for more information in all regards, visit NAPCOLTD.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.